Good morning and welcome to the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Journal Broadcast Group. My name is Frank Murphy. This morning, delighted to welcome in Knoxville composer John Purifoy, a celebrity in his own right. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Frank.
Happy to have you here, talking about an upcoming concert with the Knoxville Choral Society that features the world premiere of a piece you have written, Chronicles of Blue and Gray, November 10th at the Tennessee Theater. Tell me about Chronicles of Blue and Gray.
Well, it is what we're calling it. They call it the Knoxville Choral Society commissioned this work for their conductor, their beloved conductor and artistic director, Dr. Eric Thorson.
We've had the pleasure of having Doc Thorson on this show. Oh, it's been a couple of years, but I know who you're talking about.
So it has evolved into a 45-minute work for chorus and orchestra, primarily for the Choral Society, which will combine with Eric's Carson Newman a cappella choir to create about 200 voices with an orchestra. So it's, I've had about 2 years to work on it, which I needed every bit of that.
Now, I'm a fan of the Knoxville Choral Society, mainly because my wife is a member. So I go to a lot of the shows, but as a result, I've had opportunity to become familiar with their annual Veterans Day Patriotic Concert. And that's what this is going to be. We're talking about coming up on Saturday, November 10th at the Tennessee Theater. It's a 7 o'clock show. As you understand, not only the sesquicentennial of the Civil War, but this special composition for this commission by the Knoxville Choral Society that you're doing as their patriotic deal, as their Veterans Day concert. It's a great opportunity for veterans to come out and hear some great music. And everybody in town, actually, it all get together and hear this.
Exactly. They'll do a lot of patriotic music and period music from this period, as well as the chamber chorale, which is conducted by Bill Brewer from out at Pellissippi, his head of the music department out there. And they're going to do some Stephen Foster things for the first half. And then Chronicles of Blue and Gray will be the second half after intermission.
All right. So now this one you're talking about is a 45-minute composition, and they said to you, all right, we want to do something special. It's going to be 2012. It's going to be, you know, the time of the, I just love saying sesquicentennial, by the way. Any excuse I get to say that.
You do it much better than I do.
The 150th anniversary of these various events of the Civil War that were happening back in 1862 at this point. How do you choose where to begin if you're going to say, well, I got to write about the Civil War? Where do you start?
Well, fortunately, Eric gave me, and the Choral Society Board gave me a lot of leeway and time. I did a complete year of research and just guided, I just tried to learn as much as I could and read and try to get outside of the box that we all have in our grade school and high school or history lessons. And with the internet and with, Eric gave me some books. He gave me some exhaustive folk song books. That
it's not like you
music.
Were a Civil War buff or an historian. You had to start from scratch.
Exactly. I mean, I did love, I have set Lincoln's words before, and I knew that I would gravitate toward Lincoln's statements, the inaugurals, the famous words, and sometimes not so famous words.
Let me ask for one second, John Purifoy. Last year's Choral Society concert, there was a piece they did with Lincoln and Martin Luther King Jr. that you had written. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But that premiered in 85 here at the Tennessee Amphitheater with Alex Haley narrating it.
Oh.
Yeah, that was very special.
But that's the same piece we're talking about where you set Lincoln's words to music?
Yes. It was called We Hold These Truths, and it combined Jefferson, Lincoln, Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Eleanor Roosevelt. So
that was great.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I met you for the first time there.
Yes, exactly.
Well, no, that was actually 2011. Anyway,
But I did come up and introduce myself and say, hey, let's get you in here at some point to do this radio interview. Oh. And we started talking about, well, when Chronicles of Blue and Gray comes out, that would be a perfect opportunity. So here you are.
Yes. So,
so going back to setting Lincoln's words to music, this is where you kind of first had that notion of, okay, I'm going to compose a classical piece about the Civil War, but you don't write the words, you write the music.
Exactly.
Okay.
The Choral Society and Eric and many of the board members we had a general outline that we knew that we would approach the work, but it was important to them to not only chronicle the history and the obvious choices of texts, but to somehow capture what this period of history was to the every man and woman who lived, and especially in East Tennessee, as you know, there are a lot of families who had allegiances to both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one board member who would bring it up every board meeting. And I would go, oh, how am I going to do that? How am I going to do that? And the poem that we have all gravitated to, and it was one of the first things I said to music, is by a New York judge and amateur poet named Francis Miles Finch.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a poem, and it's fairly well known to historians and Civil War history buffs, but I don't know that it's ever been set to music except this is original music.
This is The Blue and the Gray, which is the name of the poem, part of Chronicles of Blue and Gray, which is the piece you've composed.
Yes.
Well, you know, you've been kind enough to bring in some samples, and this is not yet I can't say it's the finished piece yet, because these are, when you write a piece of music, your publisher does a demo reel? What would you call that? A demo CD?
It's a demo recording. Yeah.
Okay. And who uses the demo recording?
High school teachers. They can hear it on the internet, or they can buy it, purchase it. Who want to hear what the music will sound like when they buy the sheet music.
Oh, okay. Because I know my wife, when she's singing, she gets these practice CDs, which are one channel. It sounds like this, the demo recording.
Right.
But then in the other channel, you have an instructor or a conductor who comes on and says, now you're on, should be on page da-da-da-da.
this isn't quite that way. But
All right. Well, let me get my CD player going over here. And let's listen to a little bit of this poem that you talked about, the Francis Miles Finch poem. So as I cue that up, tell me, what was the process of, once you've chosen this poem that everyone gravitated toward?
This is the next to last piece you will hear in the work, but it was one of the first things I composed, and it did set a tone. Francis Miles Finch was a New York judge who had real close ties with Cornell University, and he literally read a report 2 years after the Civil War. He read of some ladies in Mississippi who decided to laurel the graves of both Union and Confederate soldiers, which was unheard of.
Wow.
Because there was so much hatred still during Reconstruction. So this was in 1867.
It's funny, as you said that, I opened up to page, just randomly, to page 10 and 11 of the sheet music, and what's the first words I see? When they laurel the graves of our dead.
Yes. That's, I think, my favorite verse. It begins, it's the last verse. He read of these ladies doing this, and it inspired him to write this poem, and it's a very eloquent poem. And the last verse says, "No more shall the war cry sever, or the winding rivers be red. They banish our anger forever as they laurel the graves of our dead."
All right, well, let's listen to the demo version of The Blue and the Gray with the music by John Purifoy, with the words from the poem from the 19th century by Francis Miles Finch. And then afterward, we'll talk about how it's going to sound different when you hear 200 voices do it at the Tennessee Theater with its beautiful acoustics, coming up Saturday, November 10th with the Knoxville Choral Society. So here it is, The Blue and the Gray, the demo version with music by John Purifoy.
Thank you.
Oh, that's terrific. That's The Blue and the Gray, part of the Chronicles of Blue and Gray, which you'll hear at the Tennessee Theater coming up on November 10th with the Knoxville Choral Society. The man who wrote that music, John Purifoy, is our guest this morning on the East Tennessee Report. All right, John, now we talked about that last piece of the last lyric there, where they're talking about laureling the graves of the dead. And of course, I'm reminded of a recent Civil War show I saw on PBS where they said, here are the things that didn't occur before the Civil War. There was no Memorial Day. There was no National Cemetery. So many things changed because of the monumental loss of life in the Civil War, and that's obviously being referenced here in this poem by Francis Miles Finch. So that was, it must have been inspirational to you, too, to when you heard that.
You know, I think all of us, me included, and the singers, we're all reflecting, why is this hitting us in such an emotional way? I was raised in the Deep South, in South Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
The movie The Help?
Yes.
I was raised in that exact environment. Exactly. And there were wonderful ladies who helped raise me. And fortunately, my dad owned a restaurant, and he never, ever, I mean, this was the 50s. This was long before the civil rights legislation. He never had segregated entrances in his restaurant, ever. This is in Camden, Arkansas. I think all of us, depending on where our childhood memories are, what our history lessons are, and even for young people today who you really can't relate to the way African Americans were treated in the South, the watershed moment in history was this time of our history when the Emancipation Proclamation and the conflict itself brought on the 13th and 14th and 15th Amendments to our Constitution, which were freeing slaves, giving people of African ancestry citizenship, the 14th Amendment, and the 15th being the right to vote.
It's so shocking when you even think about the Supreme Court of the United States at one point said, yeah, we agree that African Americans are not full people. Even the way the soldiers were treated was so differently. Again, this piece I saw on PBS recently where the African American dead were dishonored and their bodies were not treated with any amount of respect as the white soldiers were. It was appalling. You mentioned the Emancipation Proclamation as well. That plays a part in one of the pieces of your Chronicles of Blue and Gray.
Yes. And in the very middle of the work, and the work I told kept telling the board members as we would have meetings, that it grew organically because you look at the history and you try to make it fit a certain agenda. And then suddenly, you know, in 1862, Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation saying that on January 1st of 1863, all slaves held in any state would be thenceforward and forever free. So we sing those words in the middle of three African-American spirituals that were slave spirituals. The one I think you've got the recording of is Oh Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the very middle of the work. And with these 200 voices, it'll be a big moment and a pretty emotional moment, I hope.
All right, well, let's listen to that. We are talking with John Purifoy, The Chronicles of the Blue and Gray, coming up at the Tennessee Theater on November 10th, and then you have an encore, I think, in Tellico Village.
Yeah, Monday the 12th.
Monday the 12th of November, which is pretty cool, too. And remember, no, this is the demo recording that we're hearing. The full orchestration you won't hear until you get to the world premiere of the event. So this is sort of a sneak preview. The actual true world premiere of this piece, which should probably be performed around the globe for generations to come, is going to happen November 10th in Knoxville, Tennessee. And that's something to be proud of.
Oh, and at the historic Tennessee Theater. I mean,
yes,
there's no place I'd rather listen to anything than that theater.
Okay. Yeah. So just with the simple piano instead of the full orchestration, and with the studio choir at the Music Publishing House instead of the full 200 voice choir that will be on November 10th, let's listen to a piece called "O Freedom" and listen carefully for the words of the Emancipation Proclamation and the words of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, which are contained within. That's fantastic. That is "O Freedom" by John Purifoy, part of the Chronicles of Blue and Gray that you'll hear at the Tennessee Theater with the Knoxville Choral Society on Saturday, November 10th. Now, that piece has the various spirituals in it, has Battle Hymn of the Republic and the Emancipation Proclamation in it. And remember, when you hear that demo version, you have to imagine the piano replaced by a full symphony orchestra, and you also have 200 voices instead of the 10 or 12 that we heard there in that studio. So it's going to be huge when you play it. But you also, as you were walking into the studio, you mentioned something about a bluegrass band that's going to be there too?
Yes. In fact, they play, they're called the Trinity Boys. Yeah. They are four guys who actually are members of Trinity United Methodist Church in the Carnes area. And I went, I kind of interviewed them and rehearsed with them. And they're a great group of guys who play together a lot. And they're very confident on their instruments. So we have banjo, acoustic bass, mandolin, and guitar.
Oh,
and
wow.
So they will stand up with the orchestra on a few pieces, not on every number.
Yeah.
But like preceding that, they're going to play a, it's the tune we know is Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. And it's a swing tempo, but the lyrics the African-American slaves sang were slavery chained, unbroke at last, slavery chained, unbroke at last, gonna praise God till I die. So the bluegrass band will play along with that.
Wow.
And they play on the overture, and we'll do some of the battle songs and period songs, and they're going to play in the lobby prior to the performance also. So they'll do some like Cumberland Gap and some cool bluegrass songs from that period.
So this is going to be quite the night at the Tennessee Theater on November 10th. So do look that up. KnoxvilleChoralSociety.org is the website. Of course, you can Google it or just contact the Tennessee Theater. In fact, the easiest way to get tickets is just to show up at the door. $20 at the door gets you in. Which is, you know, a lot of people around here love to do walk up. So that'll be a great way to do it. John Purifoy, who has composed the music using the words of famous Americans such as Abraham Lincoln, such as Francis Miles Finch, who I wasn't familiar with before, but you mentioned it's a famous poem. The poet Walt Whitman is included in Chronicles of Blue and Gray also. How so?
When Lincoln was assassinated, Walt Whitman wrote a very famous poem, which high school sing. It was quoted in Dead Poets Society, the movie with Robin Williams. Oh, Captain, my Captain. And I will be honest, even I and most people, we've heard of that poem. We've heard it quoted.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't even know it's about Lincoln because it doesn't mention Lincoln by name. It's the poem that in the movie Dead Poets Society, Robin Williams students, when they protested his firing, they would stand on their desk and say, oh, Captain, my Captain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the story is Walt Whitman was probably not known by name by Lincoln.
Okay.
But he lived in the D.C. area. His brother was injured as a soldier in the Civil War. And so his brother was in a hospital in the D.C. area that Lincoln happened to visit every week. So Whitman volunteered as a nurse just to be close to his brother and to help volunteer in this effort.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw Lincoln every week visit this hospital, and they would exchange glances. And that's a story. When I heard that, I realized that Whitman not only revered Abraham Lincoln as his president, but as a friend and an acquaintance who visited these soldiers in the hospital. And so the words speak of him as, oh, Captain, my Captain, the ship has come in. It was only 5 days after the surrender at Appomattox, which follows in the work. You can imagine the emotions. I think all of us just go, what a shocking epilogue to this conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that's right. Booth thought it was somehow changed the outcome. He was distraught over the South losing. Wow. All right, well, you've talked me into it. We've got a minute and 30 seconds worth of Oh, Captain, My Captain available in the demo version. We'll hear the full version in the concert. So let me squeeze that in. It's from Chronicles of Blue and Gray by John Purifoy. This is the words by Walt Whitman and the music by John Purifoy of Oh, Captain, My Captain.
Oh, Captain, my Captain, rise up and hear the bells. Rise up, for you the flag is come, for you the bugle trills, for you bouquets and ribbon wreaths, for you the shores are crowding, for you they call the swaying mass, their eager faces turning. Dear Captain, dear Father, this army needs your help. It is
Just a sample that we have of O Captain, My Captain from Chronicles of Blue and Gray, part of the 45-minute orchestral piece written by John Purifoy, who's our guest this morning on the East Tennessee Report. The music's great, by the way, and I'm just hearing the piano version.
Thank you.
You do your talking through your music there, and you have to find the rhythm in the poetry and then bring that out musically.
Yeah. Yes, that one, because I think the poem is so well constructed, it was easier for me to capture Whitman's poetry. The Lincoln's words weren't meant to be set to music, and yet to me it's almost like setting scripture, you know.
Yeah.
His words were so eloquent.
And you've done a fair amount of liturgical music as well, right?
That's true. Yes, a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that kind of maybe rang true to you that way.
Very much so. And to me it's similar, even though it's, I mean, his words in the first inaugural and the second inaugural, we begin the work with his words from the first inaugural, which was, of course, in 1861. He says, this was before all the southern states had seceded. Jefferson Davis had been inaugurated the month before. In South Carolina and many of the Florida and eastern southern states had seceded. Tennessee had not yet. And he said in his inaugural, and that we sing this, the men say, and Abraham Lincoln said, and the ladies sing, we are not enemies, but friends. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. And so he says, the mystic chords of memory, and there's another phrase which we don't sing, we let the orchestra play, will yet swell the chorus of the union. So in the very end of the work, we come back, it's called the Chorus of the Union. We repeat these words along with his second inaugural, which he said 4 years later, with malice toward none and charity for all. We strive on to finish the work we are in and bind up the nation's wounds. So we want that healing aspect of Lincoln's words to ring on. And so
amazing.
Yeah.
John Purifoy has been our guest, the local composer who has done this incredible work called Chronicles of Blue and Gray. You've heard a couple of demo pieces. The full premiere, the world premiere of this event, happens on Saturday, November 10th at the Tennessee Theater, with an encore on Monday, November 12th at Tellico Village Church. You can find out more at KnoxvilleChoralSociety.org, or just Google it. It's out there. And the event that night at the Tennessee Theater starts at 6 p.m. with a pre-concert talk, where you and conductor Doc Thorson will be entertaining questions from the audience and talking about the piece. And then the concert starts at 7 o'clock. Chronicles of Blue and Gray is the second half of the show after intermission. Let's listen to a few more minutes of the demo recording of the Blue and Gray, part of the Chronicles of Blue and Gray that you'll hear at the Tennessee Theater. The Chronicles of Blue and Gray. It is a fantastic opus that you've done.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, congratulations, John.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Frank. I've enjoyed being with you.
I appreciate you being here. John Purifoy, Chronicles of Blue and Gray, Knoxville Choral Society on November 10th at the Historic Tennessee Theater. Thanks, John. This is the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Journal Broadcast Group. My name is Frank Murphy. We'll talk to you again next Sunday.